This is Bulge and Draziak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined in the studio by George Aquino. George is the general manager of the JW Marriott. He also writes a blog, My Hotel Life. He's a columnist for the Grand Rapids Press, does a column in Shore Magazine, and is the managing director of Peter Ivan. I'm sure we probably forgot something, but how you doing, George?
Very good. Thanks for having me here, Paul.
Absolutely. So congratulations on the great success that the JW's had since opening its doors in 2008. Had you always known that you wanted to be involved in the hospitality and the hotel industry?
Actually, you know what? Growing up, I had no idea you can actually work in a hotel, even though I spent a lot of time in a hotel. But
okay.
I just never thought of it as a profession. I did travel quite a bit when I was a kid. I actually traveled by myself internationally when I was 8 years old.
Okay.
So it's just ironic that I landed, you know, in this profession.
So what was it that led you to see that you could be involved in the hotel industry and that that could be a life for you?
Well, it was an accident, really. It's I wanted to make a living in Chicago after school, and I applied for a job as a server at a French restaurant in a hotel, high-end hotel there. They said I wasn't qualified, but I can start as a busboy.
Sure.
Which I did, and long story short, 3 months later, I was a server. Then 9 months later, I was running the restaurant. And that's when the GM of the hotel said, you know, you have the knack to make this a profession. And I said, you know, I think I actually like it.
Mm-hmm.
And he put me on a management training program. And from being a busboy, within 5 years, I was a director of food and beverage in a Caribbean resort.
Wow.
Living the life. So I've been very blessed.
That's pretty quick from here to there.
It has been. I think it's a combination of, you know, you got to be a little lucky too, but, you know, you have to work hard. You know?
Sure.
And at the end of the day, in hospitality, it's really just caring about the guest and being hospitable. It's not rocket science, you know.
Right, right. Now, you came from the Philippines to the United States. You were in high school. What was the journey like, and was the U.S. What you envisioned it would be?
Well, you know, the Philippines was part of the U.S. for 45, 46 some years. So growing up, we were very familiar. Actually, we were probably more familiar with U.S. culture than Americans.
Okay.
So the transition for me was quite easy. I mean, it was exactly what I thought it was going to be. Probably the most difficult part is, you know, in the Philippines, you know, if you're like middle class or, you know, the wealthy, usually you would have a maid or helpers with you.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest adjustment for me was coming here, and actually I had to do chores, you know.
And that's no fun.
I had two chores and I couldn't do it well. Taking the trash out and feeding the dog. And I remember my dad would travel and be gone for the weekend, and, you know, I don't like dogs, and I would just dump, you know, just a big container of food and put the hose right there and call it good for the weekend.
How'd that work?
It didn't work out too well. And then, you know, taking out the trash, I mean, I just was not good at it. I didn't like to do it. I didn't grow up doing that. And, you know, I know my dad asked me to clean the pool once and take care of the pool, and after doing it once, you know, we went back to the pool guy because there's just no way.
Makes sense.
I like to do other things, though.
Sure, sure. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Now, the JW had been ranked number one in guest service scores compared to all the other JWs. What do you feel that sets our JW here in Grand Rapids apart from the other JWs in that respect?
Well, you know, all the JWs are beautiful hotels.
Oh, absolutely.
Whether you're in Dubai or you're in Bangkok or Scottsdale. It really comes down to the people that work
mm-hmm.
in the place. And, you know, I was talking to another GM of another JW, and he said, you know, he's in the big city, and a lot, you know, some of his staff, they just want to be discovered, you know.
Right.
But here, most of our associates really are genuine about working in the hospitality industry. And
mm-hmm.
it really comes down to the people that work it. And we're fortunate to have, you know, the first JW in the Midwest. Now we're joined by Indy in Chicago.
Right.
We have some friendly people in Grand Rapids.
You think it's a certain Midwest work ethic?
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. I mean, they are genuine about delivering that memorable service. They're proud to be in Grand Rapids, and they want to make sure that those who travel from afar, whether it's Asia, Europe, Africa, and when they visit Grand Rapids, they represent the city very, very well, and of course the JW. And we've been fortunate in the 4 years that we've been open, 4.5 years, you know, we finished number one twice in the country.
That's great.
Yeah, so very proud of our team, and I think because so many people in the community really share that example of being hospitable.
Oh, very
much
so.
Not just in hospitality, but in all other facets of the community.
Are there certain things that you're looking for when you bring these people on your team?
You got to be friendly. You know, it's,
sure.
You know, we interviewed, there were 4,000 applicants when we opened the hotel.
I remember that.
250 slots, and when you're interviewing that many people, you know, and basically our premise was make sure they're friendly.
Right.
The rest will teach.
Sure. Absolutely. Now, you do a lot of travel, so you're in a lot of other different hotels. What are you looking for when you set foot in those hotels?
Well, I mean, I think to me, you want to feel like they're happy to have you there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it could be a small B&B in New York City.
Sure.
Or it could be in a palatial hotel in Hong Kong. The key is I want to make sure that, you know, they want you to be there, and regardless of your status, that, you know, you're at their home and they'll take care of you. And it's just the little things. You know, I'm not looking for, you know, big time amenities when I go into my room. You know,
sure.
It's really, you know, mentioning my name or making my spouse or my wife happy.
Sure.
By mentioning her name.
Sure.
Treating us with respect and just the little touches that makes you, reminds you that you're important to them.
Sure. Sometimes it's just the simple things.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you go to the hotel and, you know, if you arrived at JW and they call you Mr. Jindrzejczyk, you know, it makes you feel good.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And you're there all the time.
and you've got folks who've been there a long, long time, and that speaks well that they feel very much like family at the JW, and you feel like family when you come in the door.
Yeah, and that's important. I mean, whether you're running a dive burrito place.
Right.
Or a fine dining restaurant in Grand Rapids, you know, if they make you feel welcome, you'll be loyal to that place. You know, at the end of the day,
absolutely.
It comes down to those people. And you can even have mediocre food, you know, but you can't have mediocre service.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's got to be top-notch.
Yeah.
Now, social media has made a big impact with the JW. What's the focus of the strategy been in, you know, kind of getting the hotel much more well-known here locally?
The JW Marriott brand has been kind of keeping an eye on our social media because we were kind of at the forefront of using Facebook to promote events and really just converse with people online about what's happening in Grand Rapids and the JW. And our strategy is to provide just genuine content and provide information, not just about the hotel, but really what's going on in the city. Welcoming special guests, or if there's anything that we can be proud of about the city or an event, whether it's a concert or, you know, the Riverbank Run, you know, we'll try to promote it.
Yeah, because I noticed the hotel is always engaged. You're very engaged on social media as well, and I think that says a lot.
And people start to wonder. You know, I have friends that live in Los Angeles, and they're like, there's always something going on in Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
You know, what is it? And you got all these beautiful people there, the parties. And like, so I think even in our small pie, I think we're making an impact.
Well, I think that's great that other JWs kind of want to, you know, use the playbook
emulate
that you've been using and emulate that.
Sure, absolutely.